I've spent the last year putting the pieces of my life back together after I lost everything in my six-figure marketing business. Yeah, I loved that agency. And now I'm taking my decade plus of traditional marketing experience, combining it with the latest online marketing techniques and starting again from scratch. The question is, how will I do it? With the new challenges like cash flow, debt, and no team. This podcast is here to give you the answer, so join me and follow along as I apply and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only the simplest, most uncomplicated methods. My name is Samantha Gooden, and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. You would never believe what has happened to me today. All right, hey everybody. You're probably hearing a bit of noise in the background. I am inside of a cafe here in Barbados called Surface Cafe. It's on the south coast, and I am sitting in a little location here in this coffee shop slash bar slash place to get some good yummy food. And I wound up coming here because the internet where I was went down. And this is the funny thing, like I was up working late and internet was great, and I woke up the morning, there was no internet, did all the tests, and it just so happens we're right now trying to troubleshoot to get all of the internet back up and running. However, in the midst of that, you know that as an entrepreneur and an online entrepreneur, the internet is your life. So I came here today to do some work. But guess what? For the last 20 minutes, the internet has been down here too. And I was in the midst of a zone. I had started getting into new content creation because I'm in the process of updating Marketing Launch Secrets, you know, my core offer, which has helped so many entrepreneurs. And now I want to take it to another level, right? So I decided all I'm going to focus on is delving deep into that, making sure that content is even better and the internet goes. And I do all of my work on Google Drive, right? So making sure that I have everything synced up and I can and connected on any device. So what do you do when you're living the online entrepreneur world and the internet goes down? Well, thankfully, I had a book. I had actually brought some other documents with me that I said I could work on offline. And I also brought a book with me. This is actually one of the books that I got from Funnel Hacking Live, which is from Marley Jacks, the VIP code. It's a simple little book, but I love it. She's talking about her methodology for video creation and the importance of video as part of content. And I have been thinking about that over and over and over as far as my value ladder is concerned. And you know, she's talking about the visibility ladder. That's her thing. So, you know, I decided, all right, let me just shift my attention, because it's so easy to get frustrated, guys. So easy to get frustrated. You know, honestly, it's actually a beautiful day outside today. So I feel like I should just go to the beach, go take a swim and hopefully like start the day in another 3 hours. But this thing keeps coming to my mind, right? That commitment is not about what you feel in the time when you make the commitment. It's actually about you doing what's required even when that feeling has gone. I'm not gonna lie to you today, the feeling has totally gone. Seeing all the tourists here, just feeling the vibe of this whole place and the disappointment of not being able to do exactly what I wanted to do does make me just want to run to the hills and do something completely different. But I thought, you know what, this is actually a teachable moment inside of Marketing Launch Radio, because everything doesn't always go right. And for those of us who are in the midst of building our businesses and building our business online, you know, I think it's important for us to keep improving our content. So yesterday, I actually created a brand new module that I hadn't created for my program before, which is going to be in the new program. And I was talking about story selling and the importance of that and connecting with your customer pain point and then telling a story. And someone asked me, you know, how do I share a story that doesn't relate to what I am selling, but it's really personal and will help them to connect with me? So I actually gave an example of that and shared how what's most important is that you connect the story with who you are. because the people care about who you are, but you don't want to be sharing from the perspective of your wounds, you want to be doing it from the perspective of your scars. So you want to share from your scars, not from your wounds. And let me explain the difference. So if you are sharing a story from your wound, that means you're still in pain, you haven't resolved the matter yet, and you actually can't be an expert on the shift and the change, right? But if you share from your scar, it's actually that you have resolved the matter, you've found a way to actually create a solution that helps you through it. So a really cool example of that is I was sharing with them how my agency had gone down, right? And really, even that is kind of a weird way to say it, but I had a highly thriving agency. It was a high revenue, high profit agency, but I was burning myself out. And I took, 12 months to kind of heal from that. And now I'm coming back and sharing, listen, guys, I'm in the midst of redesigning my life and reworking things. This, it's actually my third business and it's not my first time of failure. And here are some of the ways that you can overcome failure. And in under 6 months, I made over 5 figures and I did that online. And if I can do it, you can do it too. So therefore, what am I doing there? I'm sharing from the perspective of a scar because that is completely and totally healed. But then if you think about a wound right now, I'm kind of wounded by the internet. What do you do when you don't have the internet? If I started telling you a story about my internet challenges and how I was able to climb a lamp pole and connect to the internet like MacGyver was able to, just how much it sucks that, you're in a place where things just seem to go down and there are no solutions, I would actually be griping and moaning and no one would want to listen to that. So you want to think, for your stories and your story selling, where are you sharing from? Always remember that what you do is energetic, right? It all starts from a point of energy. So if you're starting from learning energy, healing energy, energy that's all about sharing and caring and ultimately expanding the reach of your target audience from where they are to where they want to go, then that is great energy to start from. But if it is, that it's an energy of pain or that doesn't include abundance, then it's definitely not the right energy to come from, right? So, I don't know when the internet's coming back. Wait, hold on. Sounds like something is happening. And I actually just heard, that electrical buzz. I just heard that electrical buzz a while ago. So it looks like maybe there's something that's gone down with the electricity and the internet at the same time. I'm not sure. And I don't want any of my devices to get destroyed. So I'm going to deal with that. I'm going to continue reading some Marla Jacks. I'll finish her book here, see if the internet's back by that time. And if not, I'll go and do a manual task. I think, the point of this podcast today is that we have to be flexible as entrepreneurs. And it's so easy to get frustrated when you're going through. I have a goal, and my goal is to do the work that I believe I'm here to do in this season of my life. I am here to help every woman liberate her message and launch her idea. Liberate your message and launch your idea. That's what I'm here to do. So if you have a message that you feel is trapped on the inside of you and you can't make head or tail of it, or you have a ton load of ideas that you don't know how to launch, or you're not sure how to get clarity on, then I'm definitely the person for you. I have tools and I have courses that are designed specifically for that, in addition to the other stuff that I do with my clients. So I know that, and that's my goal and my focus, and I can't afford to allow no internet to connectivity to stop that. In fact, now I'm talking to you, I'll probably, if the internet isn't back here by the time I finish this book, I'll see if I go find another location with the internet. Because the truth is, as entrepreneurs, we were designed to create solutions. We're creative beings, so if one door closes, we go knock on another one. And if that one's closed, we may actually kick it down. I'm Samantha Goodner, guys. It's really my pleasure to be here with you. Now I know it very clearly. I'm here to help you liberate your message and launch your idea. I'll be back with you next time. I grew up performing on stage, and for as long as I can remember, I've been writing poetry or reading poetry or reciting it, writing songs and stories, but I didn't always share my heart. You know, when you grow up performing, sometimes it can be difficult to be your open and authentic self. But now I'm redesigning who I am and who I want to be and how I want to serve the world. And I've created an online space where I can be 100% of myself in a supportive community of female entrepreneurs, marketers, coaches, and consultants, all who have the same goal of launching into the best version of themselves. Now, if you'd like to experience me in this kind of community, almost one-on-one, and get my exclusive trainings, workshops, and insider scoop on things, then go to thelaunchacademyforwomen.com. Thelaunchacademyforwomen.com. Go right there. You'll find out what we do, who we are. I'd love you to be part of the Launch Nation right there. See you.